Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Altuve on a 3-1 pitch, delivers high and deep. Maldonado cranks one to left. Molly gets into the hit party.
Maldonado. Maldonado.
It's his third home run in his last 5 at bats. 4 home runs in 5 at bats. Are you kidding me, Altuve? Could it be 4 to run? Four in a row for Altuve! 5 and 6 at bat!
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Do me, do it!
Maldonado! Maldonado!
Keep it all in place!
Do me, do it!
Welcome back here on the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Astros win again 14-1. 14-1. Yeah, great game last night. Jose Altuve is just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. That's right. I said it, Cub fan Timmy. Drink. Unbelievable, I said.
Yep.
Because he is unbelievable. So if you didn't have any fun these last two nights playing the Rangers, then you just are not an Astro fan. Because this was the most fun. Hey, there's no drama whatsoever.
You're beating up on a team who really thought this was
a month ago.
Like just a month ago, they thought this is our year. This is where we finally vanquish the Astros and we become relevant in baseball. And they're getting close to being irrelevant again.
Right. So
one of their top pitchers.
So they were
one of the
best hitting teams in baseball and pitching teams in baseball. Then they pick up Scherzer. Holy crap.
And DeGrom. Well, no, Scherzer this year.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, DeGrom's not been a factor.
You mean
the always injured guy got injured?
Yeah, got injured. So, yeah, and their bullpen is a disaster. A disaster. They've lost 14 of 18 games, and they're still only 2 games out. They're only a half a game out of the wild card.
That's truly incredible.
That's how good they were. That's how good they were 18 games ago.
Well, and that's how the Astros' wins and losses have kind of lined up with theirs. You know, because you get swept by the Yankees. I mean, if you'd taken 2 out of 3 from the Yankees, you'd be starting to put them in a rearview mirror.
You got swept and you're still in first place. Well, the Mariners too. The Mariners were not going to be able to sustain that, what they were doing. They just weren't. They're not that good. They're just not that good. Although they kicked the Astros' ass here, but everybody does. A bad Yankee team does.
Big deal. You won in Houston. Who cares?
You beat the Astros at Minute Maid.
Yeah. I actually saw one of their few wins at home. I feel blessed to have gone to a game where they won.
I'm working on getting, hopefully Dave Roman will come on. We'll see. 713-780-3776. Let's get Keith downtown here. He wants to talk on the radio. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys. Thanks for letting me on. Hope Gilbert can get well soon. You know, he's been calling into this show for 20 years. Shout out to Gilbert. I do want to note Jameson Crowder back with the Redskins this morning. Is that going to start a veteran wide receiver signing barrage, a trend, maybe? And before I hang up, tonight's my last episode of Marvelous Miss Maisel. Timed it out perfectly with NFL season starting tomorrow. Just a wonderful show.
Yeah, the writing was great the last year. The season before kind of lost me, but this year was phenomenal. This year's writing was really excellent. I didn't have high hopes at all. My expectations were very low, and the writing was, they saved some of their best writing for this last season. So I will tell you that if you're interested in catching back up, John, this is the year to do it. And I like when you do time. I just finished my Gomorrah, my five seasons of Gomorrah, the Italian show that from Naples, where and it was five long seasons, but I got done right now before football season starts. And of course, you have to start another show. Doesn't really make sense why you have to, but I just know you have to. So I'm going to in the middle of baseball. We're coming down to the wire in baseball. We've got college football starting. We got.
We don't need anything.
But I know you shouldn't have to, and yet I'm going to start something because I feel like I need to have something. It's an addiction, streaming shows.
I'm finishing up Wrexham's first season.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah. And season two is going to be coming soon.
Yeah. Royalty comes to Wrexham.
What does?
Royalty.
Royalty.
Yeah. Someone from the royal family. Have you ever heard of it?
Oh, royalty comes to Wrexham?
Yeah.
Is that? Oh,
that's
is that,
what is in the trailer. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know they get, well, never mind. I don't want to ruin it. But, it's interesting that so many, now there are people, look, it's a money-losing proposition to have because here's what, so the salaries are not in check at all. So all of these, almost all of these international soccer teams, a lot of Premier League teams, very few are profitable. People who ask, why don't these teams just spend, teams don't want to become the Premier League where they have to borrow money to service debt because they're always in debt. That's not what any team is going to do. It's not what any good businessman should ever do. You should have profits. You have
Isn't that what every fan expects, though?
Yes.
The owner, I don't care about your money. Win.
They want you to keep losing. But there's no reason that you can't. Players are making, in basketball, players are making millions and millions of dollars, and it's still profitable for the that's how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
That's honestly how it should be. And they're still, it's not like they're not getting over. Players don't even have to play and they get paid. Many players, I was looking at the Clippers, like, oh, the Clippers big news is Kawhi Leonard Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are on pace to be 100% healthy this year.
I saw that.
Like, this is a story?
That's a story.
We're literally
in... Are you kidding? That's a story.
We're in September.
It'd be like...
Why would they be hurt?
Jacob DeGrom is actually going to play.
Yeah.
Lance McCullers is on pace. No.
But one of the things that's happening now is you're seeing people go and start buying lower-level soccer teams. J.J. Watt has bought a championship team, right? Or no, is J.J. Watt Fulham? Who's J.J. Watt?
No, keep him away from my club. He is not Fulham. I'll look it up.
Is it a team in the championship? But I think it's a team in the championship.
Is it Burnley is he with?
Maybe Burnley. But these athletes are starting to buy soccer teams because they realize, hey, this is the model. You use your fame. That was a brilliant move by Rob McElhenney from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Ryan Reynolds. And they didn't even know each other. Like, they knew each other, but not they weren't close
they
friends.
They never met.
And this is all going through during the time of COVID is when this takes place. But how brilliant is that to take? You know you've got celebrity. Go find a down-and-out franchise. You can get it relatively on the cheap. You can use your celebrity. Go find, you know, it needs to be the, and you have a lot of these, the blue-collar towns that have a little bit of spirit and grit to them.
And
maybe a story and a history and a story to tell.
Yep.
And as long as you, and you can take your money, you're going to get sponsorships. TikTok sponsored them, and you're going to get money in there. You can go buy players who would never go there.
They're still going to lose a 1.1 million. They're projected to lose a 1.1
on that level.
But, you know, with their taxes and what they pay.
Well,
Ryan Reynolds, I'm sure.
But
I'm
you not also know
for Rob McElhenney.
It's going to go up. There's going to be more and more. Losing 1 million is no big deal for a soccer team. There's soccer teams. FC Barcelona, I saw, they had, like, they were having to borrow some ungodly amount of money just to try to, you know, like, hey, we got a chance to cut our debt to 400 million.
Meanwhile, their biggest rivals, about to debut their refurbished stadium. Real Madrid, if you've seen it, what they've done as far as the field, they've turned it into segments, and you got to watch the video. They drop the field segment by segment below the actual ground level of the stadium, and they have the LED lights, I forgot what the other lights are called. They have an irrigation system. so they can grow their grass underground and host concerts, have an NFL game with
filter. They can grow it underground?
Yeah.
And bring it up?
And then they slap, it's divided by segment. One segment goes down.
So it's hydroponic or something?
And, another segment goes over it.
Is there a lighting that's inside?
Yeah, there's lighting underground.
Like the Cougs floor?
Yeah, but it's all underneath the ground floor.
I went there.
Stupid
and
Texans.
It couldn't have been more basic.
Did you go to were you at the Bernabeu or did you go to the
I went to a game there.
Did you go to their fill-in stadium while they're still doing all the reconstruction?
The newest stadium?
The new stadium.
Well, it's $1 billion renovation. They now have a retractable roof.
There was a lot of construction going
on. Yeah, so they were trying to fix all that stuff. Yeah. A retractable roof is going to be $1 billion renovation. There's the video out. I don't know where Real's getting all their money from. They don't have the issues Barcelona does for whatever reason. And yes, JJ owns Burnley, which is now in the Premier League currently. Clea, unlike you, John, in ABC 13, they mentioned his wife as well as being a co-owner in all the reports.
Oh, it's JJ and his wife.
No, Clea Watt. They use her name.
They do.
Yes.
That's weird.
Here's the most debt right now the Premier League. Chelsea owes $1.8 billion.
That's it?
Chelsea owes $1 billion, almost $2 billion of debt. Tottenham, $838 million. Manchester United, $561 million. Brighton and Hove Albion, $340 million in debt. Like, this is at my team, Everton is just, we're only, what, $70.5 million in debt. That's not bad. That's not bad.
No. Well, but yeah, that's what you get for relegation, right? A team that's always on the brink of relegation. That's what you get.
But I mean, you literally can't.
That's why
it's
you're
so
poor.
Hard for these teams to be profitable.
You're one of the poors.
That's why you're one of the poors. Yeah.
And I don't want people act like the Premier League is. I don't want to see things go to the Premier League because then the rich. Because I've already seen in the Premier League, if you're not one of six teams, and in every year one of those teams kind of falls out, and there's another one that will rise up, you can't compete. You have to start taking Saudi money. I'm sorry, I have no interest. And I know some of you don't care at all, but I just have no interest in Saudi oil money coming in and purchasing the NFL and purchasing teams in the NBA to where only four teams matter ever and the rest of them don't matter ever. I'm not interested in my sports getting
That's what the parity and the salary cap are for.
They have a very good system.
Yeah.
They have a very good system.
All right, when we come back.
It is more of a socialist system. You really want to know the truth? Sports works better when it's a socialist system and there's some level of revenue sharing.
Yeah.
It really does.
It really does. Look at the NFL. When we come back, we found out who Dion was talking to when he was, you believe? And he,
Hold on, boss.
And he doesn't understand why. We'll do that right after you talk about your patio.
I'll tell you what I know. I know that Dion, if he wants to come over and hang out on my patio, that's fine. I don't have a problem with it. I'll have Dion over. We can watch something. We can watch tape together on draft prospects. Let's write up Shedeur Sanders together. That would be amazing. And I've done that. I've written up prospects on the patio before. I just hooked my tape up to the with my cord up to the back of the television in the port, and I am ready to roll. And I'm watching games, and I'm out there, and the weather is really, really nice. I start my write ups basically in late October, and so I'll be writing up in November, December. Do you know how amazing it is to be out on a patio here in Houston during that weather? It's incredible. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. You make yourself a drink, grab yourself a beer, a tequila, and a wine. I don't care what you're drinking. And you go out there and you enjoy yourself. Watch a game, watch your TV show, stream whatever you're watching. Just listen to music. Have friends come over and just grill and have a great time. You make memories out there. But I want to mention, the construction and the workmanship and what they're using in terms of their appliances and the natural stone and granite. It's incredible. It makes your home truly, it looks like it was built with the home originally, and it really adds value to the home. Of course, it's going to add value to your happiness outside in your, in your backyard, but it is really going to add a lot of value to your home as well. Make sure that Texas Custom Patios is a website you go to for your before and after. It's TexasCustomPatios.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So you got Deion. So Deion was none too pleased with the media after, well, one specific reporter who Deion kept saying, you believe?
You still have it, Dell?
Yeah, he's got it.
Here, let's listen to it.
Here's Deion after they beat TCU.
What's up, boss? You believe now? You hold on. Oh, no. Do you believe that? Huh? Oh, no. I ran through that bull junk you wrote. I ran through that. I sifted through all that. Yeah. Oh, no. Come on. Do you believe? You don't believe. You just answered it. You don't believe. Next question.
Okay. I don't know the answer to this.
You don't.
I want to take two guesses. Billy Lucci, Texags.
No, it wasn't Billy Lucci.
Our guy Josh Pate, our college football expert and analyst.
It was not Josh Pate either.
From Pate State. My last guess is going to be Jeff Ketchum from Horn Fans.
It was not him either. They were not at the team. None of those people were.
I think it's Orange Bloods. Maybe
Orange Blood, Jeff.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's actually serious business. You don't want to get that wrong. And my last one will be Richard Justice.
It was not Richard
Justice.
You said
your last one a couple times.
Texas Monthly. No.
But, well.
We could. TCU. He
could have.
He loves him some TCU.
It was not.
Norm it was Hitz, none of them. It was Dell Edwards.
As for your question, I really don't know. I haven't been a writer in 30 years. I don't cover college football. This was an exception. I asked him, as you heard multiple times, what did I write? And he couldn't ever provide an example. And the reason is no such example exists. I've been doing television for the last 30 years. I'm almost exclusively a TV reporter, as you know. Now, I am active on social media, and some people have pointed to a Twitter post I had in March in which I said this exactly. Colorado's celebrity football coach has made CU Buffs football the most interesting program in the country. It's number two in merchandise sales. Folsom Field suites are sold out, and season ticket renewal rate stands at 97%. Deion Sanders has created attention before his first win. How does that somehow make me a doubter?
Do you believe in that?
That doesn't sound like bull junk.
Do you believe in that?
No. Deion is nuts. The whole thing about don't call me Deion, remember, because you wouldn't call Nick.
Coach Prime.
Prime.
We do call
him. Everybody calls Nick.
To his face?
Or Saban.
Or
Kirby is Kirby.
To his face?
You don't call him smart.
Do you call him Nick to his face?
Yes,
I say this.
Yes, it happens all the time at his press conferences. The media there in Tuscaloosa calls him Nick.
Mm.
Hey, Nick. Yes, they do all the time.
Do you believe that?
Well, I think he wants a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, he does.
He's an athlete.
But again, Deion, Coach Prime, excuse me.
Thank you.
He makes in this all about himself. Now, he's a great promoter. He always has been. He always has been. Great promoter.
Well, the fact that he's made all about himself makes Colorado a top 25 team. I was thinking about this morning. I thought about it once the polls came out yesterday, too. If Colorado wasn't headed by Deion and they just happened to beat TCU on the road with no real attention, they're not ranked.
Was that you and I? We were talking. I said, if they win, they're going to be ranked.
Well, we talked about it yesterday, and I was wondering because –
I thought for sure they would be ranked, but you're right. I think Deion really
helped. The eyes of the country were on that game because of Deion, and they win, so they become ranked. We see upsets of that size, not all the time, but we see upsets, three touchdown dogs win a game.
What do you call it? Do you call him Coach Smart or do you call him Kirby? I call him Curb.
You call him Curb?
Curb?
I said, what's up, Curb?
I call him I call him Enabler.
I call him
Champion.
A driving instructor.
Not a good one.
No,
Dusty.
I'd like to call him a driving instructor.
You want to call him?
No, you never call him manager. You never call him. You never call him coach.
You call him Skip.
People might say Skip, but not really. Like you don't say, "Hey, Coach Baker." But it's Coach Sanders or Coach Prime. You don't say. In basketball, you do. Well, you might say Rudy, but you might say like, "Hey, Coach D'Antoni."
Yeah.
Coach, you do say coach.
Yes.
But you don't say that to, you don't say, hey, manager.
No, it's Skip.
Or hey, coach.
Or Dusty. Hey,
Skip.
You say Dusty. No, people don't call him Skip. Like Jeff Blum might say Skip. But you say Dusty. You say AJ.
Yeah.
You never said Hinch.
No.
You didn't say, hey, Baker. You say Dusty.
Well, you can't call him Coach Hinch.
Why are there different rules
for this? You do. I call football coaches coach.
Yeah. You call football coaches coach.
Coach.
But whether they've been one, I call Van Gundy coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Basketball, I do call, but baseball guys.
They don't want to be called coach.
I don't call them coach. I don't call them manager. I don't call them skip. I just say, hey, Dirk would be Dirker. Gar would be Garner.
Yeah. You call him Gar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I called him Gar when I was covering him. Yeah. I didn't call him Dirk, really.
Larry? No, did you call him Larry?
No.
No.
What did you call him?
I don't think I ever said his name, really.
But did you say, hey, manager?
Hey, you.
Hey.
Hey. No, he always had a strange relationship. But, you're right.
Coach Kubiak.
Yeah, always.
Now, I do say D'Amico. But if I talk to him, I say
coach.
Because
he was a player. You knew him when he was young.
Yeah, but when I talk to him, I say coach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I say coach. OB. Bill O'Brien was not coach. You say coach, but you could also, OB or O'Brien. People use.
I called him coach.
Said that.
Yeah.
But mostly I just say coach when it's
coach. Yeah, yeah.
And he said, what do you do?
Yeah. I don't even know. He don't even know what you do.
I don't even know
you
what you do.
What I do radio. I didn't even know you were on the show just like 7 months ago. You were just on the show.
So what?
I know Jack's in the car right now telling you to say this because you think you're getting over on. You think you're roasting, but you're not roasting.
So what was Deion? Why was Deion going after Ed Werder? It doesn't make any
sense. Maybe he thought Ed Werder wrote
something. Or maybe he just picked Ed Werder as a familiar face because they both were in Dallas.
Yeah.
And he was a representative of all the media.
I saw the bull junk you wrote. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't write.
There was no bull junk.
Maybe he got him confused with Wright Thompson.
He said, I don't even know what you do, Ed Werder, because I thought you wrote.
And you don't.
And you don't know. You don't know anything about him, Deion. Coach Prime.
You know what? But I'm not all offended by this. Like, Deion likes, there's certain people who need, Roger Clemens needed chip on his, Michael Jordan is the ultimate chip on the shoulder guy. Roger Clemens was so angry that Mike Piazza's bats cracked and went towards him that he threw it at him. Like, those guys are built different. Yeah. I can't act like I know what's in their mind. Michael Jordan is famous for trying to make himself mad at people, for inventing reasons to be furious with people. I don't think it's unusual to think Deion Sanders loves to find a chip on the shoulder, and especially for his team. So this is now, when you do make it all about yourself, if you're not ready to take on that heat, you better be careful about having a press conference like you're the world champ, you know, like you're the college football champ, because you already have a big target on your back. But you were able to handle it, man. You were definitely able to handle it in week one. I was surprised to see Colorado's only a 3.5-point favorite against Nebraska this week. I was like, this is scary because what are y'all – did you not watch
Jeff
Sims?
Well, they're going to actually play a defense. Did you see what Hodges –
the defense is good.
The linebacker for – defensive end slash linebacker for TCU said?
No.
Said our defense is a joke, is a laughing stock.
Well, I agree.
And you agree.
We have it here.
Nebraska played some defense. Now, dude threw for some yards. The great quarterback from Minnesota.
Just didn't score any points, really.
They didn't score points,
you
but they threw.
You've got to stop calling him the Greek quarterback from Minnesota.
Whatever his name was.
We don't. Do we really want to do descriptors?
Or whatever it was.
The Greek. What about the quarterback from Minnesota? Well, why do you have to say the Greek quarterback?
Well, because he's got a really Greek name. He might not even be Greek. I have no idea.
Kalia Manis. Kaliak Manis?
That's Greek.
Kaliak Manis. That's Greek.
It could be
some kind of
service. I mean, that guy's definitely had stuff great.
By yards, you mean he threw for 196?
Yeah. Well, in that game, he did
throw for yards.
In that game, compared to Jeff Sims?
So if we're taking you word for word, and he did throw for yards.
He did, and they ran for yards, too.
55. I mean, we were watching amongst a lot of games. They didn't do a lot, but they did enough because Jeff Sims was on the other side.
Because Jeff Sims. Because Nebraska got Jeff Sims.
Yes. Matt Rhule decided Jeff Sims was the guy he wanted out of the portal.
Right. Well, it'll be interesting to see Jeff Sims against Colorado now. I mean,
well,
TCU
that's a bad
move
defense.
That it will take, you know, Nebraska's going to get not. It's going to be.
Nebraska's going to lose another one possession game because that's what they always do.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah, we'll have them ready to go, but it is interesting that Vegas is saying 3.5 after that. Vegas is not an overcorrector. So if Colorado is that team, they will be a good value for at least 3, maybe even 4 weeks because Vegas is not overcorrecting. They're saying on a neutral field, this game's about a push.
Did you
pick them?
Did you?
I don't know that I saw that on TV.
Did you happen to? I heard a stat yesterday. Moore is bet on Colorado this week than every NFL team.
That's not true.
Yes.
No, that's not true. Where did you see that? The handle is substantially more in the NFL than college.
Okay, I'm going to prove it to you. Get you right now.
Pull it
need
up.
To talk about QC Kinetics.
I'll prove something.
And I'll pull this up for
I'll prove something to you. And my well, not me, because I don't want to run a marathon. But my wife, she was. I left the house. She was gone. You know, she was. And Bat Fleep is on right now. So stay right there, Bat Fleep. There's certain things that get me excited. Hearing a call from Bat Fleep. And knowing that my wife is going to be running the Berlin Marathon, and I'm really excited for her. I'm excited that she is able to do that after the knee injury that she had. It wasn't an injury. It's a deterioration of the cartilage. And we just didn't think she'd ever run again. I was really worried about her just being able to walk. And the good people over at QC Kinetics, you know, I'd preached this to you guys for years and years and finally had an opportunity to get my wife in to see for herself. She went through five different treatments, and now she's training for the marathon. If you have injury, if you have chronic pain in your joints, knee, back, shoulder, hip, whatever, did you know that they can basically start the process of regenerative medicine, and they will take the body's healing power, concentrate it, put it back into the joint, and it begins to heal all of the issues that you have or heal the issues with degenerating tissue and tissue that has diminished. And that's how they are so successful. And they've had great, great results with professional athletes and people just like you and me. It's QC Kinetics. You've got to check them out. 713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285. That's QC Kinetics.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You know, she's actually ahead of Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Who is?
Dua Lipa.
What do you mean? As far as your rankings?
Yeah. Well, just, yeah.
Your rankings.
Power rankings, yeah.
So she won? Do you have a one?
Dua Lipa's
Dua
one.
Lipa Dua Lipa's number. She's taken over as number one.
Dua Lipa's number one in the power rankings. Yeah.
Interesting.
She's pretty strong. But my wife is number one in my power.
Oh, God, you're that guy. Every time, it always the flex. You're the worst.
I'd have to get permission from John just to say this because it was a funny joke. And because we were in, we had our fantasy auction. We've been doing it since first started the radio. I started a fantasy football league along with Sean Pendergast, who was a listener of ours at the time. Way back in the day at 6:10. And we had Tony Prock, who was a listener, and Patrick O'Neill, who we call Mr. Ass. That's just what he goes by. Adam Wexler was mm-hmm. an original member of that.
Chris Solis.
Chris Solis. A lot of the original members are still in it. John was not an original member. So we've changed. We did have a felony that was reduced, and no jail time was had for one of our members. He's out of it. We had a jeweler named Mark Klein, who is now, he's been out of it for a while.
Fantastic.
We've had two general managers. Dennis Lindsay, who was worked with the Rockets at the time, he was in it along with his friend Tim Schumacher, who has been, Shoe's been there forever because Tim was there, Chris Callahan. Daryl Morey was in it for a year. Anyway, we were in there, and at one point, we had a streak of like five consecutive years or six consecutive years of divorces where there was a divorce.
Michael P.,
Michael P. Davis, our old producer. So there was a divorce in the fantasy football. And so every year we checked, did anyone, we did have one guy had a heart attack at one point, but does anyone have a divorce this year? Does anyone have a divorce? And there was none. And John tried to act like a tough guy. And I just thought, well, Radio John ain't going to do it. Like, yeah, I'm working on it. Wendy's my number one favorite person in the world. He said, I'm working on it with a Coors Light of beer. And I'm just like, oh, Radio John. I'm
always
like,
working on
my
it.
My number one, Wendy.
I don't know why she stays with me. If you want to know the truth, no, I'm always working on it.
I don't either.
No one does.
I don't get it.
No one does.
Probably because you're subservient.
I am.
Cat man.
Bring her coffee every morning.
That's nice. That's nice of you.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell
you. I'm a great husband. But I'm still working on it.
Okay? Not even on purpose. It's just who you
no,
are.
No, just what I do.
Is that Wendy's love language is acts of service? You just do things for her?
Yeah, that and spend a lot of money on her. She likes that. That's her love language.
Love language is gifts.
Buy me, lavish me with really, gifts. Really expensive gifts.
Using your credit card, Wendy?
No, using your own. That's what she likes. That's what she likes. So that's her love language.
Do you have to do you have to take her lead as she goes, I really like this, or do you have to come up with them on your own?
Well, I've got She'll a really good idea of what okay. she likes. If it says Gucci on it or Hermes or yeah.
Okay.
That's what she likes.
Okay.
You know, Chris Saltz,
Chris Saltz simple.
Called him Gucci yesterday. He goes, "Hey Gucci." And I was like, just so matter-of-fact. Like, I don't even know if you heard him say that.
No, I didn't say him. I didn't hear him. What did he – why did he say that?
He said, you're up, Gucci. Something like that when you're waiting to – you're down there talking to Michael Davis.
I ain't Gucci.
Down there.
My wife is Gucci. I ain't Gucci. All right? I ain't about that life.
There's a picture of you in Gucci's.
Well, that's because
– And you posted it.
I didn't even
– More dreamt than tonsil.
I didn't even think about it. All right, let's get Bafleep. Bafleep is
Bafleep.
Okay, John and Les, how you been, baby? Dale, what's up, dog? Hey, how we doing, man?
Good, buddy.
Can you hear me, man?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Go ahead, Buffy.
Okay, you know what my love language is? It's that Ranger pitching, baby. Oh, it's so juicy and nice. I kill it, baby.
You did. That is your love language.
That's right, man. Let me let you into something, Les, man. Let me tell you. You know why they don't do no good at home? They put up in the clubhouse the other day, the beginning of the season, talk about no Bafleep in this dugout. Like, what? No Bafleep? So I have to go on a road game. So I go to, Seattle. I go to, I was in Dallas, Arlington last night. And I go to Altuve and say, you got to get me on, baby. You got to get me on. So there he go. 1, 2, 3, 4, Bafleep. And so I go to Dusty and say, hey, you believe? You believe me now? Huh? You believe? You know, like Brian, baby. That's how I talk to Dusty.
What about
Do
Singleton?
You believe that?
I saw Singleton. You are inside the soul of Singleton for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure, baby. I say, man, put the drugs, the beer down, and let's start bat flipping, baby. And he do it.
I love it. Did you spend a lot of time in Sugarland with him, getting him back and getting him ready?
Not really, man. You know, Sugarland is real light skin. You know, they don't like me too much over there, man.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. No, right. Maybe, well, the Express, maybe some too. I don't know. But we just see some of his bafleeps have been unbelievable with the Express. We've only seen it a couple times with the Astros. So it's kind of gone dormant.
Well, you know, I got a cousin. You know, he's a widow. It might be him over the bafleep. You know, he's trying to always come up and be like me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well,
did
listen.
Did he say he has a cousin that's a widow?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
He said he has a cousin that's a widow, a white boy. Yeah. You have to listen to Bafleep. He'll tell you what he's thinking.
Okay, man. Listen, I'm going to start calling a little more. You know, I took some time off, you know, to let some things boil up. My shorts look good, man. We're going to start Bafleeping on everybody. And hey, Les, check this out, man. I see you out there at DC Jets, man. You know, Bafleep throw some D's. So I'll catch you out there. We talk some D's and Bafleep a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to do a disc flip. Like, I don't know if there's an equivalent after you get a good drive. If you can do some type of disc flip or if there's something like that. But
yeah, it's like a bafleep, but it's just a little more at the wrist. You know, I'll show you, man. I'll
okay, yeah,
how
yeah.
How about
yeah, you
the,
can show me.
The golf club twirl? The tiger
yeah.
twirl?
I've done a club flip before club into flip? The water.
Yeah, no, you did that because you missed, you threw your putter in there because you missed a putt.
But that's kind of like
on
a
the
bafleep.
First hole.
It was kind of like a
We got to work bafleep. On a name. We got to work on a name. I don't like the golf club twirl. That'll roll off the tongue, man. We got to come up with something. But, I'll be golfing.
The tiger twirl. That's...
You see, it don't work.
Yeah, let him work
on
it.
Well, you're the expert.
Let him work on it, yeah.
You're the expert, so... Well, we're not
going to... Okay, guys.
All right, thanks,
we'll
Buffy.
Next time, okay?
See you, Buffy. Right.
Buffy came... He became a thing when Luis Valbuena was a Houston Astro. And Bafleep started calling the show because he was Valbuena's Bafleep. And there were some people, you know, who thought the Bafleep was a little bit, a little bit disrespectful. Oh. And it wasn't, he wanted to clear it up. It's not disrespectful. It's just Bafleep.
It's Bafleep. And there's more and more and more. It's not disrespectful. It's part of the game now. And you know what? Sorry, bitch. We're going to Bafleep. But you know what? If we hit a big homer, we're going to bat flip. And Jose bat flip Bautista was the best at it. Remember that game? Best.
Yeah.
Remember that awesome? Was that that was a playoff game, wasn't it? Oh, that was the best bat flips ever.
It was one of Joey Bats.
Yeah.
Bat flip was, although there have been some really good ones since then, though. I mean, honestly, I think it was Bryce Harper had a really incredible one in one game. I think the series before they played the Astros, I think he had a monster.
He had a,
the Astros' best bat flip.
Was when Carlos did it and pointed to his wrist?
It's not technically a bat flip, but it is a celebration. Who was it? It was Carlos, I think, who did this, and then he threw the bat like that. Well, I think that may have been Carlos, who was a bat.
Well, after Bregman carried it to first base.
Well, that was the end of him.
No. That's
AJ Hinch had seen enough.
Yeah. The series went right to hell.
Yeah, AJ got on him.
Okay, which old school manager likes bat flips less, AJ or Dusty?
Speaking of which,
I feel like it'd be AJ. Even though Dusty's very old school, Dusty strikes me as the old school grandpa who, like, okay, like he's the papa who is okay with the grandkids, you know, doing their talkity talk dances and all that stuff.
Yeah, I think he's
and
okay
wearing
with
their pants hippity hop.
Right.
No, he would say things like that.
Yeah. All right, we got to break it here. 713-780-3776. If you've got some accent that you want to get on the show, you're more than welcome to do that.
Yeah, you want to try out a new accent.
Right. You can bring it. Right now, though, you bring some tequila to the table.
You do bring some tequila, and I'm getting a new little delivery of tequila on Friday. Really excited about it. That's whenever I have it's my ritual. It's my Friday ritual. When I want to wind down, I have a lot of times it's going to be the añejo is what I like a lot. Their añejo is really creamy and smooth. Creamy is probably not the right word for it, but I don't know how to describe it. It's unlike anything I've had. The tequila from Maestro Dobel, the añejo, and there's different types of tequila. You may not realize that, but the reposado, the añejo, the silver, the cristalino, which is three different types of tequilas that are charcoal filtered and aged. There's a different type of tequila for everyone. So there may be something that you like. There may be a couple different ones you like, whether it's sipping or for margaritas, cocktails. But I can promise you this Maestro Dobel is made with great thought, with great care, and the flavors are impeccable. Make sure that you're trying for yourself. Wherever fine liquors are sold, it's Maestro Dobel.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's time to rejoin the undisputed best sports talk show in Houston. It's clearly John and Lance, except no substitutes.
Thank you, Spencer. Thank you, Frank, finally. Not making fun of us all the time. I'll be making fun of you if you don't come out to Nick's place and hang out with us this Sunday to watch a football game between Houston and Baltimore. We're giving away Coors Lights the entire game, so if you don't do it, I scoff in your face. Scoff. That's what I do. Colin Cowherd, you got to get your boy, okay?
What? What's Colin?
Get your mans.
What's Colin doing now?
Colin is a little out of control. It's not like he's, okay, so this is a looks like a really good quarterback here. I mean, really good. And look, Shedeur Sanders comes out of nowhere, pretty much. He talks about, obviously Caleb Williams and Drake May and Michael Penix and Sam Hartman and Shedeur look great. And, I mean, there's guy, he even talked about Riley, what's Riley's name? Riley Leonard. I mean, slow down, that he's a possible first rounder. Colin Cowherd's like, there's eight or nine guys that could be drafted in the first round this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then he started.
It's going to be a deep quarterback draft. Yeah. Some of the names he was throwing out there after week one.
We got to wait and
see.
Let's wait and see. But then he started in on these teams could possibly use those quarterbacks.
Okay.
And here's Colin Cowherd.
Let me hear what my man Colin Cowherd said.
We pick it up right here.
What does it mean? It means your NFL executives are going to be very impatient with their quarterbacks. Jordan Love, bruh. Win now. Okay. Green Bay's drafting a quarterback if that kid doesn't look good by Thanksgiving. Justin Fields, I think it's going to work. If it doesn't, we're moving on. There's too much talent out there. That's true. Cousins is 35. You know what? He's kind of expensive. Yep.
So far, so good.
Yep. Brock Purdy. Maybe it was a fluke.
Could be.
Sputters. They're not going to give it to Sam Darnold. They're drafting another one. Geno Smith. Can you do it again? Seattle's roster is built. Built. Because it's so young for another young quarterback and then start spending money on free agency.
Yep.
Desmond Ridder. Everybody in Atlanta is like, oh, I like Desmond Ridder. You better.
He's a third rounder.
If he's not good in the first 6 to 8 weeks, don't kid yourself.
Collins
winning. They're looking at tape. Dak Prescott's gotten really, really expensive.
Guys, Trey Lance is
CJ Stroud. Do you give him a second year? These guys I'm watching.
Pause.
Wait a minute.
CJ Stroud, do you give him a second year? The second pick of the draft?
Well, now what now? Well, I mean, in all fairness, the Jets didn't give really. Well, they did give him a second
year. He got a second year.
He actually got a second
year. Even Zach Wilson got a second year.
Yeah, he was awful.
They had Mike White fever in that. Mike White.
So he goes down to say, well, wait a minute. So pick it back up there, Dell.
Does he get a second year after being drafted second?
Are more athletic than C.J. Stroud.
All of these guys are more athletic.
That's what I saw from Riley Leonard last night. Deion Sanders.
Riley Leonard, could you cut it out? Stop. Riley Leonard had a nice year last year and a nice.
Could you cut it out?
He wasn't great on Monday, but he got the job done. Stop it.
We saw C.J. Stroud against Georgia.
He was
had
fantastic.
All throws on their defense. And we saw C.J. Stroud cut through them.
Please line Riley Leonard up against the 2022 Georgia defense and see how that goes for him.
Let's see how that works out. And C.J. was awesome in that game. Awesome.
Like I know this is his job to elicit responses, but have you no dignity, no shame? Do you have to say stuff all the time that's stupid?
I think he believes this stuff, though.
Well, that's a bigger problem. I wouldn't respect it, but I would understand saying stuff for clicks and engagement. But to say it and believe it?
C.J. Stroud. Wow.
Pathetic! You are pathetic!
I don't.
He's getting a second year.
Yeah, he's going to get a second year.
CJ's going to. And the world is. Look, I understand that people love mobile quarterbacks right now, but let's keep remembering functional mobility is what is the key to Pat Mahomes, to Aaron Rodgers. It's not that they're runners, it's that they can escape and
we've
create.
Seen CJ already in the preseason.
Well, he might. I don't know that he's going to have all that. I think he's a very average athlete, relatively speaking. But having the – and I don't – Colin Cowherd talking about Riley Leonard. He's not talking
this
about
a run
first
guy. This man came off 17 of 33 for 175 yards, and he's talking about replacing CJ.
Well, listen.
Come on.
Davis Mills got a second year.
Yeah.
A third rounder.
Yeah.
You don't think they're going to give a second year to your second overall pick?
Who's – name a quarterback that got 1 year.
Josh Rosen. But – so if
– yeah.
If
and they traded up for Josh Rosen,
and
too,
you know who
crazy.
Else is – Kyler. Well,
Kyler got a whole
contract. Well, but he actually only had 1 year of contract. He's had 1 year of contract and then they're
going
to go.
Well, yeah, but he had a rookie contract, so he's gotten multiple years over there.
Yeah. Well,
so this is second contract.
But they gave it to him early, didn't they? They didn't
Well, he was a first round pick in 2018, right? Or no, 19. 19, 20, 21.
They didn't go all the way to his fifth year.
22.
To be a they gave him a big contract after his third year. Yeah. It was not smart, but they did. And now.
You know his agent is? Johnny's agent.
Yeah.
Hey, bro. And I'm like, Johnny, bro, have your dad fake a heart attack. EB gets people paid. I mean, I give it to Eric Burkhart. Yep. He's the one that sent that long.
Yeah.
The long laundry list Instagram out for Kyler Murray before.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many teams just get so terrified of the quarterback situation. They will panic and give somebody money they don't believe in.
Yep.
Like crazy money. Money that can alter the face of what you're able to do with the rest of your roster. And they'll do that with players you don't even believe in.
And they did.
Look at them. Look how bad they are.
Yeah, because, well, Eric Burkhardt put him, you know what? Well, he's not coming in if he doesn't get his extension. And look what now look where what they're facing because
well, look at look what the 49ers are. This is a huge year for the NFL. Let me tell you what's going on behind the scenes. Everyone's watching to see how San Francisco is going to handle Nick Bosa and how the Chiefs are handling Chris Jones. Colts have already handled, they already did their job. And this is not collusion. This is literally, they have every right on a collectively bargained agreement to have a player play under the fourth year of his contract. They have every right to do that. He will be a free agent after this year. That's not collusion. It's wanting to stand up for the value of the contract and then make a decision next year since he wasn't very good last year. The Nick, in terms of Chris Jones, they already gave him a deal, and now he doesn't like the deal, so he wants to redo the deal again and get paid like a quarterback. I don't think the Chiefs are doing it. I think it's bad business for the Chiefs to do it. You can't just let a guy redo a contract every time he decides that he wants more money. That's not the way it's going to work, and it's not the way it can work when you have, you know, the talents of players you have to pay. And then you look at Nick Bosa. I think right now they're in a fight with Nick Bosa saying, hey, contractually, we're going to take advantage of the only year that we'll have advantage. You know, baseball is able to do this all the time. Baseball gets to do it longer than football. And what football is saying is in 2019, Nick Bosa was a rookie. He's on his rookie deal. He's going to get paid, but they want him to play this year, and then they'll pay him. So 19, 20, 21, what, 22. So this would be the fifth year. I think it's the amount that they want. Everyone wants a quarterback deal. The wide receiver market's the one that really screwed this up because the quarterback deals are going crazy. But now the wide receivers have gone to such an insane level, and they're able to push people around. So far, the wide receivers have gotten out of teams. They've gotten off teams, and they have really used leverage. And I think the NFL's fighting back and saying, no, we're going to live by our contract. And when it's time to pay you, you're going to have the leverage. But I'm waiting to see if San Francisco or – because Colts aren't going to back down. They're not good enough to back down. But the Chiefs and 49ers are trying to win Super Bowls.
Yep. And they may be forced to.
Because, and these might be the two best defensive players in pro football.
Yeah, well, defensive. Aaron Donald.
Yeah, Aaron Donald, but it doesn't count anymore.
Yeah, but those guys are right there. They're top five for sure. Both of those guys, top five. And they may be, you know what? They may be forced to do something. Yeah, you're right. The Colts, no, thank you. Thank you, Jonathan Taylor. No, sorry. 713-780-3776, top of the hour here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A reminder, Coors Light. Coors Light on Sunday at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. He's got 100 TVs. We're going to be there. We want you to come on by, giving away Coors Lights. We got to give away 975 Coors Lights this football season. We've already started. We've done a couple events, and we're going to do one on Sunday at Nick's Place. We want you there noon until a certain game ends. And we're giving away all the Coors Lights. Come on to Nick's Place. Let's watch some football. He's going to have all the games on, but we're going to have all the Coors Lights. All free for you. We're buying this Sunday at Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge. I just feel like it's my duty to share Coors Lights with the city of Houston to get you Coors Lighted up. And if you drink another beer and you start drinking Coors Lights for free, I just feel like you're going to go, you know what? I really do. I really love those Blue Mountains. I really see that my beer is cold. I love that Coors Light. You're going to fall in love with it like I have. You're looking for a great way to start? Come on out to Nick's Place Sunday, noon. It's Coors Light, baby.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.